is Classic Rock 98.5.
Some serious ivory tickling going on there. Elton John at Classic Rock 98.5. Burn Down the Mission, written by the man who has written the lyrics to most Elton John songs, Bernie Taupin. Bernie was a guest on the Mark and Brian show here at 98.5 this morning. Eric Holland here. The entire country seems to be buzzing about the name of Bill Clinton's new dog. It's now known as Buddy, as opposed to useful media distraction. Ripping off three pieces of George Thorogood at Classic Rock 98.5. I Drink Alone, GT's signature song, Bad to the Bone, and one bourbon, one scotch, and one beer, which is actually a combination of two songs by John Lee Hooker, House Rent Blues, and One Bourbon, One Scotch, One Beer, and George put them together. And that's an appealing song for a lot of reasons. You know, it's got great guitar work, it's about drinking, and it's about screwing a landlord out of money, which I think most of us would like to do, because usually, at least once in a lifetime, a landlord rips you off, and George gets the better one in that song. Classic Rock 98.5 Genesis, recorded sometime before Phil Collins sold his soul. Has some cool keyboard work on that. Tony Banks. A four-sided CCR block for the 5 o'clock rock block. Before that, we heard three monster mad hits. Proud Mary, Fortunate Son, Down on the Corner, and One Nugget, I Put a Spell on You, originally recorded by one of the early rock and roll madmen. Screamin' Jay Hawkins and J.C. Fogerty and the rest of CCR did a good job on it, too. It's Eric Holland. Got a song queued up that has Don Felder and Joe Walsh playing talkbox guitars on it. Van Halen at Hawaii's Classic Rock 98.5. Me, Wise Magic. Me, Eric Holland. Better stop talking like that. Hawaii's Classic Rock 98.5. A pleasing set of tunes capped by Jethro Tull. Three from Aerosmith in there, Skynyrd and the Stones, before we got into the 5 o'clock rock block. Mick Jagger has not only been busy with the Rolling Stones tour, he's had time to produce and act in a film. It's called Bent. It's about the persecution of homosexuals in Nazi Germany. It was produced by Jagged Pictures, which is Mick's production company, and he plays a character named Greta, a transvestite cabaret singer. So if you always wanted to see Mick in a dress, you're going to get your chance.